Penguin Random House Audio presents Firebrand by Kristen Britton. Read for you by Ellen Archer. Arrivals. I know you can do it. Mara placed her hands on Kerrigan's shoulders and squeezed. But you survived Black Vale and Mournhaven the Black. You've even been through time. I don't know. Kerrigan glanced uncertainly toward the open doors of the throne room. The guards posted there watched her with interest. I know. Mara turned her around and marched her toward the entrance. This had to happen sooner or later, Kerrigan thought, but still she resisted. Mara just pushed harder until they stood on the threshold. Now be a good Green Rider and go on in there, Mara said. Easy for you to say. Aren't you coming? Heavens no, you couldn't drag me. Coward. Kerrigan knew her friend meant well, but a little more support would not have been asking too much. Mara simply smiled and gave her a gentle push. Kerrigan took a shaky breath and stepped across the threshold into the throne room.
Kerrigan Helgadorf Glavian!
It thundered like a pronouncement of doom from the gods, and she pivoted as if to run back the way she had come, but Mara, arms crossed and shaking her head, blocked her escape.
Helgadorf?
Asked an amused voice. King Zachary. Kerrigan winced, and warmth crept into her cheeks. Mara grinned at her.
Named after her great-grand-aunt, Your Majesty, came a crusty reply. A prickly old banshee no one particularly liked. Why, Stevic would name her after Brini.